Here we are in the place to be. It's Talk To Me Nice University. And since getting started, I applied the knowledge. And after 12th grade, I went straight to college. Hey, like it, and we live it clean. And we love eating chicken and collard greens. Mm-hmm. We dress to kill, and you know the deal. We like good music, but we prefer it real. Welcome to another episode of Talk To Me Nice. You already know the vibes. It's your boy, Malik K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALII_KAY. You already know the vibes.
Let's get it.
Me fill in the spot. And it's your boy, I am Will_Visuals. I am Will_Visuals. Who's missing today? We miss you, Will.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
Yo, it's your boy, Adams Desir. Okay, that's A-D-A-M-S. I like that, actually, yeah. A-D-A-M-S-D-E-S-I-R. And yes, Adams is my first name.
Yeah, it turned in. It turned into like you making sure people knew your name was Adams. And now it's stuck.
I have to. Yeah. And even then, people still won't get it.
Yeah. But hey, welcome to another episode where we have a trio of guests here from REAL Music, Woo! Real Music Group. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves one time for the one time?
Hey, what's going on, people? I go by the name of K Poetic, 1/4 of the Real Music Collective. I'm here with the team, man. Unfortunately, Moses the Raven couldn't make it, but you know, I'm here with the rest of the squad, rocking and rolling for quite some time. But it's good to be here in the basement, y'all. Feels good to be here.
Yes, sir.
So, fam, go by the name of Olive. Not Olive, it's Olive. I've been telling a lot of people that, too. But I guess it makes sense. Like, there's only two ways to say that word. But, yep, 1/4 of the Real Music team. Happy to be here with the brothers. Man, just have a good time. Let's have a good talk.
Yes, sir. And it's your boy Kazaza, 1/4 of Real Music. One Kazaza on all the platforms because... It's only one. Yeah.
I like that.
Yes, sir. You guys should remember K Poetic all the way back from season one.
For real.
Yeah. Welcome back.
It's been a season.
What took you so long?
I don't know, man. Y'all ain't call me.
You didn't like us? You didn't like it?
Y'all ain't call me.
You didn't like the pod?
Why y'all
ain't hit me up, man? I was over here waiting. I was like, dang. I had a good conversation with y'all. That was a good vibe down here. We chopped it up about a couple.
Full disclosure, we have seen K Poetic like multiple times after that podcast.
Y'all saw me like I switched. Y'all saw me twice.
But hey, if you're liking the vibe, make sure you go ahead and like and subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you hit that notify bell so you don't miss another episode. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. That's TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you rate us 5 stars. Make sure you hit that like button, share button, and comment something nice. Because that's how we talk. You already know the vibes. Adams, ask the question. Okay.
Sorry. I got hype. Jason.
What's up?
How often do we drop our episodes?
Every single week.
Every single week. Okay, let me get this straight. So you say it.
I say it by myself.
By
first.
Yourself, and then we say it together. Got it. I got it. I'm locked in.
You have done.
Yeah, I know. Don't say it.
7 episodes.
At this point, man.
You have done at least 7 to 10 episodes of us doing the same thing.
Not too much.
Those 3 things are standard.
Okay.
Let's introduction.
Okay. All right.
Come on now. Come on. Get it together.
Yeah, you know, I got it.
So we're going to have some fun this episode. It's a whole different format from the interview style that we did back in season one. So, Adams, why don't you go ahead and kick us off with our first game, which is Would You Rather? We're going to ask some thought-provoking questions. Music style, since you guys are our fellow artists. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get into it, man. Yeah, are you Haitian, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can tell.
I didn't know that.
Your first name sound like a last name. That's how I know you. Adams.
Yeah, man.
Who that's Haitian?
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's what's up. I'm not. We all Haitian.
You understand? Yeah, you understand?
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's what's up.
You among
family.
So y'all understand?
I'm alone.
Right. Because everybody is always looking at me like sideways every time I say my name is Adams, and they're like, "So what's your first name? No. I already told you my first name. I said it.
It's disrespectful.
My
name is Olivier. Olivier Francois.
Yeah.
So when I say my name, people be like, oh, okay. Like, yeah. Like, yeah.
They'd be like, I'm not even going to pronounce that.
The American way is to make it so it's easier for them. So they'll call him Oliver. They'll be like, well, we're going to call you Adam. They're not going to respect the culture. They're going to be like, we need it to be easier for us.
That's a good point. Yeah.
That's just what they do.
Yeah. They're going to walk up to you and be like, I'm going to call you O. Can I call you O?
My name is Sebastian, but since the Little Mermaid, everybody's all easy. That's easy for
everybody. Yeah, exactly. That's true.
I made it easier for everybody.
I ain't get that luxury.
Definitely not. They've been butchering your name for 30 years. So
you're more family.
Still
you.
I've actually, one more thing. I've actually gotten, like, I was in a job interview one time, and the person saw my name in the application, and they looked at my name, they looked at me, and they said, are you sure your name is Adam?
Are you sure about your
ask
name?
Ask me, am I sure about my own name?
Probably that was a typo.
I'm like, yes, I wrote it in there. Mm-hmm, it's on my driver's license. My handwriting. My social security. It's on every single documentation that I gave you to apply for this job. Now, am I hired or not?
I thought they were going to ask you if you thought you were supposed to be here. I went in a completely different route. I am sorry. I want to apologize here in front of you.
Why would they ask that question?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you know why.
And I feel you. I feel you because the same thing happened to me, man. Look, I'm at Dunkin' Donuts. I got the app, so my name, your name, when you pull up, your name comes up on the screen. I pull up the white lady in front of me, drink. She was like, here, for Oliver, right? I said, yeah, Olivia. She was like, Oliver. Like, trying to tell me what my name was.
Trying to correct you?
I'm like, yo, what?
Oh, nah.
She's like, no, I said it right.
That's disrespectful.
That's some call Cassidy, bro. Olivia.
They call Cassidy. I don't know, bro. It's like, crazy.
Trying to tell me what my name is.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, man.
We talked about this. Cassidy. Some people just don't know the vernacular. We talked about this.
Oh, my God.
We talked about this.
That was a good one.
We talked about it.
I like that.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Adam.
Did I hear that correctly?
Go ahead. You
heard it. Go ahead. I just want to make sure I heard that correctly.
No, you heard it correctly.
All right. So you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Would you rather? All right. So would you rather have the performance of your life at a Woodstock-like venue, but you can never perform anywhere again, or sign the greatest record deal of all time, but you don't own any of your music?
That's not a good deal.
That's a tough one.
That's too hard, man. Because, like, I mean, you got to perform again if you want to make money. But then again, if you don't own none of your stuff, then you're only getting money.
Like, the terms of the deal. Like, if I don't own nothing, then what's the attractive terms of
they
the
deal setting
if
you, I own my music? They setting you up with, like, the performances, the marketing, the bread.
So we're talking about, like,
they're laying out the red carpet of everything that you could ever want in a record deal, but you don't own any.
So we're talking about, like, a 360 situation, something.
Well, it wouldn't be 360.
It wouldn't be 360.
I don't own my music.
Well, 360, they get a piece of everything.
Right. But they have their hand. No, we still own. You still own it. You'll probably get bread.
You get performance money.
All the royalties, everything afterwards.
All right, cool.
So on the flip side, if I own everything, mm-hmm. but if I can't perform again, you're missing out on so much.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you get
unless
the,
you just
but you get the performance
stuff.
Of but, your
hold
life.
Hold on. Yeah. Okay. Woodstock. Hold on.
Woodstock. Like
you know
DMX.
What Woodstock is.
Yeah.
Now, wait. If executed right. Uh huh. You never have to perform ever.
Right. But if you want to,
you cannot. Yo. You can't even go to a book club and go open poetry. Yeah,
come on, man. Because I love performing. Yeah. That's the hard part for me. Because I just
it don't have to be the retirement performance.
No more open mics.
It's a black album.
Come on, man. But it gotta be. Yeah. It would have to be like Jay at Madison Square Garden or something.
Yeah, have to be like the end.
You're gonna have to come out like Kanye West and cover your entire body, like, and nobody knows it's you.
Oh my God!
See,
I
can't do that. Ah, bro, that's hard.
I'm going with
you. You could be a coach now. Like, you could be like a a writer. You could be like, you know.
They say you won your championship.
You can't play ball. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to coach now.
That's hard. I mean, look, it wouldn't be wise to. But then again, I don't know. How is it wise if you can't perform and go out there and collect
show
money?
What you need to do it again?
I would say
you already won. Sorry. You reached the top of the top of the top.
Yeah.
Hold up, but wait.
But if you don't own your music, they're gonna be like, you're gonna be like, yo, like, what happened to my song? What about? What do you mean your song?
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good point because they could do whatever they want with it.
Exactly. Here's the thing. So this performance, where are you? Where
Woodstock?
But no. So but hear me out. That's not what I'm saying. Where Woodstock. Are you? But where are you in your career for this last performance?
Don't matter.
It don't Woodstock. Matter. You Woodstock. Get a Woodstock,
yo, bro. Woodstock, bro. Like it can happen for you right there. Okay, if you've never been heard
could,
before.
Right? Could
it? Bro, it's happening. They said you got slot.
Hold on.
Bro, you are headlining.
You'll be exposed.
Yeah.
It's the performance. It's literally the performance of your life. You are headlining that event.
And people know you. Okay,
and people know who you are.
One thing.
And I can't do it.
They know your lyrics, everything. They rapping your lyrics to you.
Because this is the best performance of your life.
It's the best performance.
Okay, cool. So this gets documented. It's shown. And then someone's going to be like, hey, man, I hope this happens in my city.
It won't.
Nah,
it won't.
So this is a once in a lifetime.
Cook.
And that makes it a rare. It's just adding value here. Sounds
okay,
better
but
than me.
I'm taking
better.
That one.
How do I eat off this performance?
I'm about to say, can I make money?
That's your question.
That's
now I got to eat
so
off
y'all
this performance.
Y'all thinking more money versus.
I'm thinking long.
Well, here's the thing. I'm thinking love too. I love to perform. That's
right,
gonna bug
right,
me.
Yeah, I love of it.
Like,
yeah.
I love performance. So if I own a bunch of, first of all, I mean, I gotta own my stuff. But if I can't get on stage again. That's gonna feel crazy. Like, that's what I said. Am I older? Is it now?
That's
what you,
a good question.
What you think, Adams? What you think?
Could you perform? Like
he thinking about it.
He thinking about
studio?
It.
Like,
oh, well, my opinion.
Songs?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let me just real quick for those of you that don't know, because I know exactly what it is. For those that you know that are not artists, can you describe this Woodstock like venue experience? Can you?
It is literally like
you don't know.
I know. I know what it is though.
It is like your soul leaving your body. It is like performing in front of an entire country of people.
It's a lot of
people.
On,
a
geez.
Lot of people.
You
there's
look
multiple,
up DMX performing at Woodstock.
Exactly.
Bro,
it's so big that there's
look
multiple
up
stages.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the top of the. That's the.
That's the cream of the crop.
But people don't know Woodstock.
I'm going to choose owning my music. I'm
going to
choose.
Owning your music?
I'm going to choose owning my music.
So you choose Woodstock.
Listen, you still have all the performances you did before.
That's why I said. That's why I said.
That's
in my career.
But
that's
it.
A top.
That's
a great
answer. Don't you feel me? That's why I said. Where am I in my career? Yeah. If I'm so, like, yeah. If you're gearing up, like, if you, I mean, if I'm,
you
whole,
can still make music though.
If I'm whole, if I'm good on that last big joint, or if I'm somewhere, but if I'm like, if you, I don't know, if you, somebody that's like, you know, 5 years in, but it's like, all right, I own everything now, but now you can't get on stage ever. It's like, yo, man, you feel like I'm just getting started. It's like, well, okay, so I can't touch a stage again.
So like,
that's
like,
why when you at matters. Like, if I'm 20 years in, this could probably be the last joint. But then again, if you have personal milestones for yourself,
Rolling Stones or something, I gotta be like,
you gotta be a legacy act or something. Like, but you know, but I'm gonna just go ahead and just choose. I'm gonna choose owning my music because I ain't gonna lie. Like, if you
think about it,
so what's that?
That would still be just as epic. Like, yo, these dudes popped up one time, and then next thing you know, they were at Woodstock.
All right, so look.
And then we never heard.
So look.
Like, I can never.
What's up, Adams?
What's up, Adams?
So you choose Woodstock.
Yeah, I'm gonna choose Woodstock. I'm gonna choose owning my music. Yeah.
Okay.
You choose.
If
you had to pick, Gundy head.
I'm going Woodstock.
Woodstock.
Okay.
Yeah, Woodstock for sure.
Woodstock
for sure.
Okay.
Interesting.
For sure.
That was good.
Personally, I would say I would just sign the record deal, get that check.
And be out.
I don't really.
I don't rock with y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Because I like the glitz and glam. I like to be, you know what I'm saying, in front of the
camera.
He's
so Hollywood.
I want to be on camera. I want to be in the red carpet. Yeah,
that's valid.
Interview me. You know
that's
what I'm
valid.
Saying?
Y'all do all that.
That's fine. You could have all the fun stuff. Just sign the check for me in my name.
What about
in my portion.
Yeah. What about you,
talking
Jason?
We talking about Woodstock.
About me?
Yeah.
We talking about Woodstock. How many black people in the crowd? That's all.
They're there.
Last time I seen it, what's it looking like?
They're there.
All right, cool. Just making sure.
They're there. You good. Peppered
in.
We represented.
You choose?
Oh, I'm taking Woodstock. I'm going to have the Woodstock, performance of my life.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to even jump out into the crowd. I might not get back on the stage, but I'm going to be somewhere.
Where'd he go?
Okay.
I'm
going to have to choose the record deal.
Oh!
Yeah, I have to. Just because I love performing.
You sure? Because when they turn something wrong into something right.
Shut up.
Like, what you finna do? Like, what you
for me, do? That one is just the grandkids. Yo. Like, dang, like, mm-hmm. All right, I remember Grandpa, he was wilding. He did the show to the book, but we don't get no, like, oh, he didn't do it right. Or maybe they feel like he didn't, like, okay. You know, like you didn't master it. Like, you weren't the
goat. You talking legacy.
And it's
legacy,
like, yeah. That scares me. Like, yo, I want to be the goat legacy. Of my thing.
I also could make a lot of music.
That's true.
I still can make a lot of music.
You can still make music.
That is true.
You can still make music. You just can't perform it.
Yeah. You could be a new
no,
man.
You can perform it. They you just own it. They
no, I'm saying, I'm saying, if you took the Woodstock, you can still make music. You just can't perform.
Just can't perform. Yeah. Just put it on. Yeah,
just put it on. You know, YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify,
TikTok.
You know
what
I mean? But you know,
but that's up to the label.
Oh, I just can't do
that's
any,
up to the label.
Can't do any big.
That's up to the label.
That's up to the label. If they own it,
the Woodstock.
It really depends on the type of artist you are. If you're an artist that
true.
If you're an artist that loves performing, because there's artists right now that don't own their stuff and they're just cool cleaning up. Like, they're in their 50s, they're performing, they're legacy acts. So if you're that type of artist, then that's fine. But if you're the artist that's thinking more of business-wise, then it's a horrible deal. It's like, oh, nah.
I'm going to ride my coattails of my one championship. What else you got for us out of here? I'm going to ride my coattails. I got a ring.
Next question. Would you rather be known for your bars or flow?
Mm.
Ooh.
Mm.
That's a good one.
That's actually good.
I was cooking.
I'm gonna say bars, man.
Bars? Okay.
I'm gonna say bars.
Yo, this bars. I ain't gonna lie. This is
that's a really good question.
In recent years, this is tougher because there's some bars that's kind of hard. Like, you appreciate them, but it's like, yo,
they kind of flow over your head.
Yeah, you should have said that.
You should. Oh yeah, yeah.
It's kind of hard to
kind of like what was that song with Beautiful Bliss, J. Cole. Remember you said Wale has some good.
Yeah, I mean, not no knock to Wale, but I remember he said something. He had a bar in his in that song, and Drake did the same scheme, but Drake just said it way better, and I appreciated it more from Drake than him.
That's insane.
But it was the same thought process. It was still genius, but he just communicated it better.
What was the bar?
Interesting.
It was like something like shift keys, and it was about the bar was about shifting keys could raise your capital. Like shifting keys, no, make the capital letters on the key.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the way he said it, he drew it out for two bars.
Why is that a bar?
I don't know how Drake said it. Like, see, I can still shift keys. He said it just way better.
Mm-hmm. That is such a bar.
So is that flow and bar to make it hit like that?
Yeah, that's the flow. Like,
flow and bar. That
the
makes
bar
it
was great, but the flow was what made it land.
So shifting keys like, can make your capital is such a bar.
Yeah, like,
you started thinking about it.
But the way Drake said it, I'm like, that's what Wale was trying to say. Like, so the flow made me. So
the flow does matter. It does matter how you say
it. I'm not gonna lie. I rest my head on bars, but I think I would want a better flow.
Yeah. I'm team flow.
I'm team flow.
Now, are we talking about in absence of the other thing? Because if I'm just flowing with no bars, then I don't know what I'm talking
about. No, you got bars. Like, think of it. Would you rather be Drake or would you rather be Kendrick? Because Drake has bars, but his flow is better. Because you think about it, Kendrick's very much in the lyricist, but Drake will have you in the middle of the day sitting there doing work. Baby girl, like out of nowhere.
Yeah. Drake's flow is
his flow. Crazy. Yeah, his
like crazy. I'm not gonna lie, I have this one thing that Drake said that resonates with me. It's so simple. It's not even anything lyrical at all. Don't judge me. But the song where he's like, I feel good sometimes, I don't. That song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
God's plan. God's plan.
I don't know why.
That song hit like crazy.
That's one of my favorite.
I feel good sometimes. Yeah. I don't. Like, I just get.
He said, "I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's not even a bar.
That's not. But it's so hard.
Yeah, facts.
It's just. Oh, I like
Drake's song. Emotionless is probably the best. I think it's the best song.
Emotionless is good too. Yeah.
Because that was probably the strongest, like content wise, and then even just the. We said, "Don't leak me." Like he just carried that the whole time,
crazy.
But it just kept you. Uh-huh. So he's a wizard. He's a flow wizard. I give him that. I give him that.
Yeah. So, I gotta say, flow.
So flow does matter. Flow. Dang, it just I'm thinking like, yo, if that's why I asked. Like,
I don't want trash bars in a good flow.
Yeah,
no,
I don't
it's
want
not trash.
Yeah,
it's
I'm just saying.
It's
I would.
It's just not like that.
If they were lined up next to each other, this one.
Yeah, I would try to master the flow.
How about a decent flow, but crazy bars?
Yeah, like one's gonna highlight the
other,
like J. Cole.
Yeah,
I would have to say.
Matter of fact, that's a good marriage.
But that's the thing, like, what type of crowd are you going for?
Yeah, it does depend.
You know, your fan base.
Some crowds, that's true.
Some crowds don't like bars like that.
I'm saying, like, you performing.
Some crowds just like
from a performance perspective.
Right. That's true.
Yes, you're right.
Some people don't like sitting down and trying to decipher what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like Kendrick, some people are like, no, I don't like Kendrick because I don't like to
like, especially those deeper meaning bars.
Right. Exactly.
Everybody doesn't listen to music.
Because Drake, everybody's going to get what pretty much he's saying. Like, Drake's very in your face. Just, hey, this is what
then
it
there's
is.
A lot of, then there's an audience for that other crowd, too.
For sure. So it's
I would rather, but I mean.
That's kind of like turn your brain off music.
Yes.
And I think he's good at catering to both. Because sometimes he wants to show us, like, bro.
When he want to cook.
Like, I got to unpack on you, bro.
That boy go crazy. But performance-wise, it's better. You would rather try to master your flow.
Yeah, performance-wise.
So we got 2 for flows?
Yeah, I'm going flow in recent years.
I'm flow, too. Because, like, I like hooks. I like what's bringing us all. Like, what would we all like? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it in a song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That we can all leave with.
Yeah, probably. Like, you have your point. We have a point. And then just kind of put it
relate
together.
To it.
Yeah. Melly?
Sorry.
I'm going flow because I'm goofy. I'm dramatic.
Yeah, you're definitely goofy. Okay. Jason?
Why are you coming like that?
I see, like, I'm not used to people coming at me.
Wait.
I do that.
I'm sorry.
Spiral.
I didn't mean
But no. Yeah, I would say flow. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Flow is
giving Adams too much power.
Yeah. Game of Thrones ringing a little bit.
Got another one, Adams.
No one, man. Yeah, I got what another you got? One. Another one. Would you rather write your own lyrics but never be able to rap/sing them yourself, or have someone write for you but everyone knows you do not write your own verses?
No one cares. I'm going with the second one.
You know what's crazy?
No one cares.
All right, let me answer the question first.
Wait, hold up. One more time.
Would you rather write your own stuff,
right?
But you can't perform it. Mm-hmm. Right? Or would you rather have somebody else write it and
everybody knows that you
everybody knows that's not your pen.
So I'm writing, but I can't perform when I'm writing.
So it's kinda like that. It's kinda like that situation with forget what his name is, but he wrote a bunch of songs and they said, yeah, you can't perform these songs or you can't sing these songs. So he gave them to different artists and they sang them. Like, I think Justin, what is his name?
Oh, so he,
Mike Posner? Mike Posner? He did? Was it Mike Posner?
I think so.
Oh, he gave it to like Justin Bieber. Like Justin Bieber.
It was like a deal.
Because he did it. Because
he couldn't.
Oh, because
they said somebody said something to him where he like, yeah, you don't own these, so you can't sing these songs.
It was part of a songwriter deal.
So he gave the songs to other people. And they did it for, and they performed it for him.
Songwriters make a lot of money. But, sheesh, man.
That's hard.
Or would you rather be known for being a great rapper, but they're like, yo, that's not even his.
I mean, look,
man, I'll take the check.
I mean, I feel like anybody.
Simple
would,
as that.
I feel that's like valid. Anybody would say, like, look, man, I'll just, you can write for me. It's all good.
I feel like nobody cares these days.
No, nobody
right?
does nobody care. But like, we're, but I'm, you it's know, only, I'm,
yo,
I'm
only, yo, it's different. Stipulations. It's only hip hop. We put all these stipulations on.
It's true.
It depends on the genre. R&B, it depends on the genre.
It depends on the genre, man. That's only it depends. It's only hip hop, but it's, I take pride in writing my.
Rap, for real, at its core, yeah.
Is that
you're pulling yourself up by your emotions, your words that you figured out, and you just the flow you put it, and now you're standing.
And
on
this
top
is exactly why I asked you guys this question, because you guys are more of the old school rap flow and style. It's different.
Right, it's a little 90s. Bit different. Yeah.
If I would ask somebody like Playboi Carti that, you'd probably just say, give me the money.
Give me the money.
It's crazy. I mean, like, we, you know.
Career path-wise, I would be more on the writer thing.
Yeah, that's,
like, yeah, I'd rather just write it nobody hears it than
be. Yeah, because songwriters, they good out here.
You still have that written by on every. Like on the Discovery.
Oh no! Yeah. Right. And there's publishing.
There's people that I like. We know like that's written and done a lot of things behind the scenes.
Yo, there was an interest.
You know, they don't have. They don't.
Yeah,
know
yeah. There was an interest. I was watching. Bow Wow on a Khloé Shay Shay interview. He had an interest. He had an interesting conversation with R. Kelly, and he said like, yo, just check this in. Right.
Yeah, I was with
him. Yeah. He said like,
who? Let me see.
Y'all probably gonna see it. Yeah. He basically said like, he was like, yo, if you think about people like, he brought up Whitney. He was like, yo, man, it's kind of different from artists that, you know, she didn't write her stuff. But there was like, yo, ain't it kind of, like, I feel kind of bad for people that don't write their stuff because he said like we, like I'm able to get all of this out through this and then put it out. But he said, but her, I don't know what she has pent up in there, but she has to sing somebody else's
story.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like it's he was like, story, he yeah. said, but when I'm feeling any kind of anything, mm-hmm. I'm able to go through my therapy and then I can mm-hmm. just put it out.
You know sometimes it could be a marriage. Some people will communicate like, yo, I just need to, they'll just give them like an outline and they just know how to do that part. Like, I know how to construct this mm-hmm. to where, like, mm-hmm. oh, right, yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
And yeah, and to be honest with you, and that's that doesn't even, like, when I heard that, I was like, that's an interesting take. But I mean, at the end of the day, she probably lets it out just by singing.
But exactly. You know, I always meet people that do one piece of something. Like, the people that are actually experts, like let's say Mariah Carey, for instance, but now, like, she's mm-hmm. kind of whatever. But mm-hmm. she went through that training. Beyonce went through that. They went through that training. They are singers. Would be a secondary thing for them. Yeah, right. They're experts at what they do.
Right, right. This is what I'm excited about.
It's a different era, too, because back then you had to do one thing, just get on the field.
Yeah.
Versus now, you just need a laptop. MIDI keys to and just AI. Not even that, just a microphone
and an AI. Yeah. Like you can chat and you can see some
true.
Lyrics.
Not for real. That's true. So you don't need the actual craft anymore. I think that's why people don't really enjoy music as much anymore because the quality went down. Because there's no like no one's studying the craft. Facts. It's microwave.
Microwave music.
The quality went up. I mean, like I forgot who said it. Was it Neo that said like I forgot who it was, but. There used to be a barrier for the music industry. Now, like, facts. We all in the industry. But the point is, at that time, you had to be good.
Yeah, you had to be good.
Now it's just like, hey, man.
Anybody can get on the field.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's pros and cons. Like, it's more opportunities for more people, but it cheapens the value.
I can get in the field.
Okay. You're not getting in the field.
I could spit some bars.
I know what field you're getting in. What's the next question?
Wow.
Fellas.
Wow. Sorry, I'm just taking back. Would you rather be a one-hit wonder but get forgotten about by the next trend or be a successful artist in your most hated genre? So I'll read it again. Would you rather be a one-hit wonder but get forgotten about by the next trend or be a successful artist in your most hated genre? I'll choose the latter.
Give me the one hit, man.
I'm
not about to be. What's your
most hated genre?
How bad do I hate?
Like, what do we hate the most?
Like, I love hip hop or something.
What do you hate? What do you hate? What do you
hate? I don't know, a mixture of like heavy metal and like polka. You know what I'm saying? I do a mix of heavy metal poker and it goes number one. And I gotta promote, I gotta perform that heavy metal poker song every single night. But I'm pissed. I'm gonna be mad. I'm not gonna wanna do this ever again.
And you will perform it.
And you will perform it.
And you clean up. Like, my man's just pulling up.
Like, legendary, there's legendary acts that have toured off of one song for 25
polka
years.
Polka, clogs, facts. And all.
Like,
polka.
You feel me? And then I got to throw up. Sorry, bro. If the word hate is involved, and I got to, I'm sorry.
Like that genre you just cannot stand listening to.
Over and over again.
Yeah, bro. Uh-huh. I can't give to that.
I'd be the biggest country rapper ever. Yeah. Country artist.
Well, country's big now.
Pop country is big now.
Pop country, got you.
Like the pull up your jeans and get on your tractor.
Facts.
It could go slower, it could go faster. Like that type of country. Like,
John Deere country.
You know what I'm
saying? Oh my God.
Bro, I cannot.
That one hit, that one hit wonder, and then you just get forgotten about. I mean, I guess that happened though.
Cool. But do you truly get forgotten about?
Unless you audio too, do that.
Yeah.
Audio.
Did Top Billy, so I ain't never had to do another song.
Yeah. All right, that Top Billy check come in.
Do y'all know who we talking about? Do y'all know that?
MC, you're my people.
Nah. All right, so there's all right, that's what I'm saying.
Hold up.
Yeah, because there's a the dude's name is, what's my man's name?
It's Milk D.
Milk D, 80s. But he has a song called Top Billy. He's MC Light's older brother. Y'all know who MC Light is?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so he has a song called Top Billy. Came out 88. It's the easiest rap song to say in the world. It's like, MC and my people call me Milk. When I bust them on the party, I feel no guilt.
What?
Gizmo's cutting up with me. Suckers, that's down with me. The one about this, how I feel.
That song was all flow. And the all bars. Flow. Yeah. was like in between.
My point is, to this day, he performs that song. All he has to do is put the mic down. The whole crowd performs it. And he gets a check.
Yo, if y'all know, I get money by 50 Cent.
Yeah, he sampled that song.
Oh, gosh.
So he said, he's like, yo, I made that song. He said, I wasn't forced to go back in the studio because I keep getting paid off. Yeah, everybody sampled
50 Cent. So it goes back to music, musicality, the love of music, or money.
Yeah, exactly. So like, and you know, that gave him his freedom because like he has time and he gets his money.
Just like Mariah Carey, thawing out on Thanksgiving.
Every Christmas.
I had the chance to meet this dude and he was like, yo, I'm still, like he's still getting sampled. He's still, I'm just clearing another one.
You don't got to work.
They just get so
I'll take the one hit wonder.
I ain't gonna lie, because if it's that hit,
I get that TikTok dance on it. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
What's my man that passed, I think last year, that did the, come on, it's time to get funky. Like,
DJ Casper.
Every wedding.
Come on, man.
Every wedding. Every party.
It doesn't matter where you are. That crosses cultures.
Right.
All you got to do is make the right. Yo, I remember being 10 years old when Who Let the Dogs came out.
Oh man, yeah.
I used to play that on. I used to come on the radio. My mom used to be like, my mother used to always. She'd be like, "Yo, man, one day, I'm gonna just write a stupid song. I promise that. One day, and then all my problems will be over." She's like, "Cause how is this winning?"
Right, yeah.
But it was just, and we don't really know them for nothing else. But they got a Grammy off that joint. Like,
well, when you put it like that, I guess.
And I heard the origin was like. By mistake, they stumbled on that song.
Like Blueface?
Blueface is not a good rapper. Blueface has zero flow.
He has nothing. He has nothing to provide us.
But he's got a club hit.
He snapped twice, bro.
Cool. But he's like, we'll all be fine if Blueface never does this ever again. We'll be okay.
He's a better reality star.
Yeah, he's a better reality.
That's really... I think he did that Tatiana joint to get on. They're like, all right, I'm good.
When I clip this, can I tag him?
Please don't. I don't mind. He's in jail right now.
Is he?
He's in prison?
Locked up right now.
What do you do now?
He got four charges.
Damn, a loser. Come on, man.
What charges?
How you get a one hit when you go to jail? Anyway, that was the last one.
That's not his.
Yeah, that was the last one. Yeah, that was the last one.
Yo, those are some pretty good questions, fellas. I really had to
think. That's not your man.
Moving on to our next game. We have blind ranking. If you watch the podcast, you know what blind ranking is. I'm gonna give you guys five options. You're not gonna know what the options are, but you have to rank them from 1 to 5. 1 being the best, 5 being the worst. Mm-hmm. And you cannot change the order once you place them.
All right.
You guys ready?
Listen to me. Before we even start, listen. This happens every single time. I get betrayed. He just does some weird junk and he just disrespects me. So I need you guys to be on my side, okay? Jason, you're finicky. So you do whatever you want to do, but I know that we hate brothers, right?
Where's the peace? Yeah,
majority rules.
Where's the peace and love here, fellas?
The peace left majority when they rules. Walked into the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen. It's always majority rules, and you're always not the majority. You're always the minority.
Okay, all right.
Literally.
All right.
You got the Haitian brothers with you.
Okay.
You got the Haitian brothers.
Yeah, he's not the minority.
First blind ranking.
More Haitians.
First blind ranking is going to be male rappers.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Tupac.
One.
Why'd he get so quiet?
Hold on, we gotta be careful. You don't know the next one. Y'all look good.
One being the best, five being the worst.
All right, be careful. Say three. I'm gonna say two. I'm cool with two. I'm gonna go two.
All right, so it's two.
Okay, so Tupac at two.
All right, next one.
Lil Wayne.
Five.
Really?
It depends on where we going after this.
Overall, that's what I'm saying.
Like, where we going after this? I love Wayne, but where we going after this?
I love
this?
When people add
so you know what?
Right,
I'm okay with Wayne being three.
Three.
Okay, Tupac over Wayne?
Yeah.
Yes. Tupac over Wayne.
Okay, so Lil Wayne at three.
Yeah.
Tupac at two.
Yeah. Don't do nothing. Don't do
Eminem.
Damn.
Four.
Yeah, it has to be legally four now. Legally. Come on, guys. Let's not even lie.
Four. Eminem is great, though. He's four for me. I can't put him over Pac.
You can't put him over Wayne.
It's just too tough.
I can't put M over.
I could put M over Wayne.
I could put M over Wayne. All right, so.
Really?
I could.
So 2, 3, 4.
I love Wayne.
So 2, 3, 4. So Lil Wayne at 4.
No, Lil Wayne at 3, Eminem
Lil Wayne
at 4.
At 3, Eminem at either 4 or I got 1.
Lil Wayne at 3.
You said 4 or 1.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
He said, unfortunately, I'm 1, to, 4, like, and 5 left. With the 1, yo. I don't want to hit 4 or 5.
Yo, I'll tell you this, bro. If these last two are some curveballs, it's going to end up pissing me off. I'm going to be like, oh, my God.
That's why this game is dangerous, bro.
This game is dangerous, bro.
He's pissing me off.
I got M for 1, man.
M for 1?
Oh, I'm not surprised.
I'm talking about technical skills. I'm putting it. And we're talking about me. That was my first, like, you know, introduction. Yeah, the rap.
Yeah.
Okay. Was M. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. M at 1 for me. I want to clear up. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, boy.
So all right, cool.
Hey.
So M at 1?
Listen to me. They're lost. What do you want to do?
Because he about to say the brat. Like, he going to respect, and I love him. I'm saying it's going to be a wide left. Like,
it's not much.
After this, we got two more.
Man. Yeah, I don't even like
it's a little bit of room.
After this,
here,
we got two more.
So y'all went at 1.
If we put Eminem at 4, we have two more.
So y'all voted 4. I voted, or y'all voted 1.
I'm Eminem at 4.
I got 4. Okay. So you breaking, Sebastian.
Wait, hold up. Wait, this is a collective thing? We
don't have we got to vote.
We got to agree on something?
We got to vote.
Majority rules. Majority
rules. Majority rules?
1 or 4.
Hey, look at me.
Hey.
Look at me. You can do 4.
We got pocket.
Two.
Wayne at 3.
Eminem at 4.
Eminem at
4.
I'll throw
Eminem at 1.
Oh,
Eminem at 1. He's getting cooked in the comments. I just want everybody in the comments to know that I did not vote for 1.
Okay, so you have M. You have Eminem at 1. You have Pac at 2. You have Lil Wayne at 3. Next name up, 50 Cent.
Okay. Okay.
That's fine. That's beautiful. That's a good 4.
Put him at
5.
Four or five. I'll go my 5.
I say 5.
I go my 5.
I'll throw him at 4.
Throw him at 5. At 4?
Yeah. This would have been easier if y'all would have just did what I said. All right, whatever.
What? 4 or 5? 4?
Eminem at 5.
What?
No, we're passing.
I'm sorry. 50 Cent at 5. I'm sorry.
5. Yes. I say 5.
50 at 5. I got 50 at 5.
So 5. Yeah, 5.
Okay, so for your list, you
just
have,
so you know, this is your fault.
You have Eminem.
All y'all.
All y'all.
You have Eminem. I think it's a good list. You have Eminem at 1.
Shut up.
You have Tupac at 2.
Crazy.
You have Lil Wayne at 3.
Cool. Yeah.
You have 50 Cent at 5. Mm-hmm. So that means at 4, you have Jay-Z.
Oh.
That's a nice list, bro. That's not bad.
See, here's the thing.
I wasn't gonna throw you off.
I was waiting for the throw off. But only reason with that is, see, I would not put Wayne over Jay.
I had Blueface on this list.
You wouldn't put Wayne over Jay.
At 1.
Man,
that's why. If you would have said 4,
that's disrespectful.
If you would have said 4, BS, man.
I don't want to throw nobody at 4. Who's gonna go? You gonna say 6-9 or something? That's why I want to keep 5.
I promise you. If you guys would have said Eminem at 4, this list would have went a whole different way.
Oh my God.
I put a whole bunch of people on this list. But I saw the way that it was fun. I didn't want to upset you guys for the first list. Second list.
Oh boy, here we go.
Okay, so for the second list, I have rap eras.
Ooh.
Rap eras.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Okay, for the first one, 80s hip hop.
4.
2.
Damn.
2.
Y'all locked in on that one.
2.
I'm locked in on that one.
there was a golden era.
I'll say 3.
Y'all say 3, you say 2.
80s hip hop?
I say 4. Hip-hop. Adams? 4.
Oh, you got to think about
4?
The 80s.
I mean, 4. Well, yeah, so we got 2 twos and 2 fours, and then we got 1 3.
It's definitely 2. It can't be any other number than
2. All right, we're going to go with y'all. I'm going to go with y'all then.
80s hip hop, Salt Pepper, Run DMC, Public Enemy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with y'all then. Number 2.
Beastie Boys.
Yeah, 2.
All right, 2. Who it is.
Got 80s hip hop. Got 80s hip hop at 2. Okay.
You like. You left. All right.
2010s.
10s?
Oh, describe 4. Describe some artists.
4. Yeah, no, that's the
10s was the
Cole, 2010s. Joey Badass, J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick, Drake.
That's a solid. That's a 4.
I'm gonna put that at number 2.
That's solid.
I'll put that at.
They already put some.
I was gonna throw that at.
Oh,
that's at 4 for me.
Right.
That's
at 4 for me. Even though that was 4? Even though that's technically like when we started too, but like that's probably gonna be 4.
I say 3.
If you're talking about eras, that's going to be 4.
I mean, if you put 80s.
As it gets later, they get
because there's other eras that was like amazing.
Number 1.
What, 2010s are number 1?
Yeah.
Wild.
Oh.
I mean, well, they all agree at 3. Or four. Yeah. Y'all agree at four.
I'm at four with the 2010.
Okay.
That's four.
Watch what y'all did.
Watch y'all work. Watch your work in full.
I literally don't think I can mess this one up.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So, so two and four.
Okay. So you have 80s at two, 2010s at four. Early 2000s.
That's three.
That's
100%. Early 2000s.
Can you give me some artists?
I'm going to say three.
Early 2000s, Lil Wayne, Eminem, Outkast, Andre 3000.
Number one.
They were 1999 was when they made.
Jay-Z, Diddy.
And that's also when M dropped.
A lot of these, M. No, you're right.
That's also when M dropped. Like the the new millennium was here, bro. It was like just the time. Like it was a new time.
Early 2K1.
New world,
bro. That's right, world. I'm with it. That's when early 2000s is when I first ever got into hip hop, period. But I'm throwing that at three, just knowing the history.
Okay.
But knowing what's the talents that appeared in that time was like epic. And if we had the internet, bro, I don't even know. Like they probably
the internet
would still shut it down somehow. Nah. It would just be like crazy, bro.
So
we had M.
Yes,
drop.
Bro. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Slim Shady. Yo,
I got. Right. I have an argument to come back. All of this.
M-Nelly, you had Outkast, Ludacris, ATLians.
All right, they trained. They were. They were in two.
T.I. Yeah, T.I. Yeah, Lil Wayne.
T.I. Wayne. 50.
T.I. Wayne. 50.
Was B.O.B.
Nelly was in there.
Was that B.O.B.?
Was B.O.B. was 2010s.
Oh, okay.
In that era.
So what is it?
I'm sticking for three. I'm sticking at three. But
I guess you're the top. Three? Yes. All right, 2010.
All right, three.
2010's at three. So you have 80s at two?
Yes.
2010's at three?
Yes.
And you have. No, you have 2010's at four.
Four.
You have early 2000's at three.
Yeah.
Okay. 90s hip hop.
Number one.
That's one.
Easy. That's the most impactful. Number one. It's the most impactful.
Okay. Yeah.
It is the most impactful.
It's the most concentrated.
Bro, I'm sorry. Everything I am is 90s hip hop.
Mm. Okay.
Like just to be honest. Like I mean, I got into rap in the
let me think about it. I know this for facts.
You stay over there. Look, stay over there. But yo, we got it. Yo, look, I got into rap in the 2000s. We started making our mark in the 2010s, but we're students really of 90s hip hop.
So it's all
to be
one.
Honest with you.
It's everybody the most like come on the early Bad Boy era.
Come on, man. Illmatic style.
One of five, then it's gotta be one.
Nah, one of five's gotta be one. Thank
God. But I felt like we didn't get it. We didn't start getting that bag and start getting to it. Until
bro,
the
you
early
talking
2000s.
About the bag?
Nah, I'm just saying.
It was getting to it. Talking about getting to it.
ATLians was in the 90s.
About the bag?
Like, that was the 90s. They was in their bag.
So it's one?
Bro, it's definitely hands down. That era.
So you have 90s hip hop at
one. I love the passion.
This is your complete list. You have 90s hip hop at one. You have 80s hip hop at two. You have early 2000s at three.
Yeah.
You have 2010s at four. So that means at five, you have modern era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. What? That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
I'm not highly upset.
It's all the mumble rap in the modern era. So I was giving y'all Lil Skies.
I'm not upset.
I would put the 2010s higher.
I'm not upset.
In my opinion.
Yeah, the 2000s. Because to be honest with you, even like there's some people that, I mean, era. I'm, you know, you around some older cats, like 80s was everything. 80s is literally when like, they say the golden era of hip hop was 86 to like 96.
That's why I say like, all right, so that was the tail end.
Of the 80s.
Of the 80s.
Okay.
We got them in the 90s, but then the 2000s was when it was like, all
right,
this is
now
the
hobby, right? Because
now let's
start reaching other communities.
No, yeah, but right. I mean, that's
true. What I think about.
But like, I'm talking about the music that came out during.
Oh,
all right,
the level
era.
of
music, like
caliber,
bro. Between between 86 and like 90, I'll even go as late to like say 98, 90. Those albums shaped almost everything we are. I mean, at least for me personally, when I first heard Illmatic, The Reasonable Doubt, Ready to Die, like all the Pac albums, this is ridiculous.
But would you say that's more specific to our community versus world, like worldwide? Because I would say the 2000s was the time where worldwide.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said,
that was when rap became more commercial.
Right. We're students of the 2000s, like the 2000s era. That's when I first heard of rap in the 90s, but I first became a fan in 2001. Like, you know, when, you know, Jay-Z and Nas beef was heavy. That's when I was into it. You know, and
about that.
Yeah, like stuff like so I rap in the 2000s, even R&B in the 2000s too. I
facts,
loved
facts.
That's
strong. Yeah, yeah. That's 90s like, and early 2000s R&B.
Yeah, yeah. If you're talking about R&B, that's like some people would like you if you don't put 90s R&B. Yeah, yeah.
Facts.
Like it's big fact.
You know. I could cross off 1920 off of this list. Congratulations. Congratulations.
I feel like you had a wild card there. Like,
you already know facts. I did. I know I did. I know I did.
50s rap. Yeah, just go back further enough. Brown record.
Yeah. Okay, so last list, we're going to make this one a little bit fun. Instead of five, you have seven. You have seven spots, one through seven.
Oh, man.
Piss me off, I dare you. Piss me off.
Pop male artists.
Make me angry.
P-O-P. Pop male artists. Yes.
Okay. Let's give this a shot.
This should be fun. Yeah, this should be fun.
I dare you. Make me angry. Do it.
First name, Usher.
Four.
Oh, man. Usher. That's strong.
Oh.
Usher's strong. I'll give him. I might give him two or three.
Two or three, yeah. Probably.
Four.
Hold on. Usher lost his soul. I'm just meaning like
you are so
later.
Too many cherries.
Right here where Michael Jackson was like dying and he was supposed to like
be the guy.
Ah, yes, he's next. He is next. Like he was next. He just took the low hanging fruit.
And who took it, Chris? Mm.
But
Chris is from he's from Usher's tree.
He's from Usher's
facts,
tree.
Facts.
How do you feel about that, Adam?
But you can't not be from that tree. There's only one tree. It's only one tree.
Yeah, you saw his eye twitch a little bit.
True. I'm putting Usher at three. He should be pretty high.
Three.
My spirit is saying three, so I agree.
At least two.
All right, let's go three.
Okay, so you have
Usher. He's amazing. Let me know.
You have Usher at three.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on now.
Next name, Mario.
Four.
Five.
Pop male.
Five.
We have seven.
Wait.
We have seven.
Mario Winans?
No, we have seven.
Jamie, love you, Mario.
Five.
We have seven.
Is that not Winans?
I understand.
No. There's a different
Mario.
Underrated.
I get it.
He's an underrated artist.
I get it. I hear
Shout
you.
Shout out to Mario.
Yo, he don't even. So it's seven for him.
That's not the same Mario.
Bro, there's two different Marios.
How?
There's Mario Winans. That's the producer on Bad Boys. Also an R&B singer.
You shouldn't let me love.
No, bro. There's Mario, just Mario from Baltimore. Like, you remember that guy? Remember he did he redid Just a Friend Bismarck song? That was his first single. Okay.
We're talking about Let Me Love You, Mario.
Let
yes,
Me Love You, Mario.
Let Me Love You,
Mario.
He thinks
How
Do I Breathe?
Mario Winans.
How do I breathe?
All right, so Ooh. If you think we help it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, that song makes
me started. All right. Get me started.
So what number?
Five.
Without you here by my side.
Okay.
That was work.
So what number?
Mario, I'll probably, five or six, honestly.
He's five.
Yeah, he gotta seven. Be, yeah, he has to be, I mean, yeah, I love Mario.
He gotta be seven for you, because
you gotta be a little further down.
Follow my lead.
Five?
Okay. Five. So five? Okay, so you have Usher at three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Mario at five.
Out of seven.
out of seven.
A little too close to Usher. But all right.
Next name.
Right, we'll keep five.
Trey Songz.
Six.
Six. Wherever Usher is, he needs to go like.
Trey Songz is great.
I love Trey Songz,
bro. Yeah, I like that. Let's go six.
Six.
Six?
Trey Songz at his peak,
man. Six or seven.
Six.
That was a...
Because vocally,
how long was that?
In my opinion.
Trey?
Mm-hmm.
He's still running.
4 or 5 years?
It's not.
Don't go crazy.
I'm not. Okay, hold on.
He's got a very whiny.
It's unique.
It's a very unique sound.
Yeah, it's unique.
But it's not the sound that, like, I.
That you find pleasant. It's just the same way I feel about The Weeknd.
I don't think I'm a Weeknd. But he has great hits. Only Trey does that.
I forgot about that.
But like Mario, it's distinguished more like him.
And if I lose you.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta do the
pause. I think his thing is being a sex symbol. I don't think his thing is like artistry.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, his video is crazy.
Ripping off the
do-rag. I don't want to be a player.
I did like that record. I'm not saying
we ripped off the do-rag? I was like, come on, yo.
Yeah, he had enough. Like,
yo.
Do-rag's off. I'm ready to fight.
For real.
Trey be out here fighting.
So you got him at six.
Yeah.
So you got Usher at three. Mario at four?
Five.
Mario at five. Trey Songz at six.
Yeah.
Good. Next name.
We're doing good, guys.
Look. Neo.
Neo jumps. He's
yeah,
up there.
I put Neo at
Neo
at
under four.
Wait, where's Usher at?
I put Neo at four.
Neo Usher at three.
Usher at three. I put Neo
at four. He's got to be at four.
Neo at four.
Good.
Because
Pen Game is crazy.
That run.
Pen Game's crazy.
And it's production. Like, yeah, you got to get that to Neo. You got to get that.
Yeah, right there. That's
good one. That's a good one.
Now we're thinking alike.
Locked in.
So you guys have a couple of sessions. You guys still have one. You still have 1, 2, and 5 left.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, 1, 2, and 7 left.
Yeah, that's great slots. Perfect.
This is actually really good.
We're doing good.
I'm actually really happy today.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Next name up, T-Pain.
Woo! You got us. You got us. You got us.
I said, don't piss me off.
You got us.
Melly, this is your face.
We got 5 open, though.
He should be under Neo, but over Mario.
We threw Trey there, right?
He should be right under Usher.
We threw Trey at 6.
Huh?
We threw Trey at 6, right?
He should be right under Usher.
We threw Mario at 5.
We threw Mario.
See, that means we put in. What's the lower number we got open?
7.
7.
Oh.
It can't be 7. Yeah. That's the
lowest. You cannot put. I can't put them.
Yo, shout out to T-Pain.
That's kind of racist a little bit if you really think about it.
I can't do that.
T-Pain can sing, can dance, and he pioneered a whole style.
T-Pain, man. That's crazy.
I like T-Pain.
But I can't put T-Pain over Usher.
Yeah, you can't.
No, I can't.
At least he was himself the whole time.
But T-Pain is definitely not under no damn Trey song.
No, he's
not. You're not even doing
that. You can't
do that. Respect the
Trey song. Just put him at 7 because he can't sing.
I'm sorry. Did you not hear him live?
Hold on. Sing now.
He can sing.
No.
But he always was able to sing.
He always had that one song.
He was that one on
according to Usher, he can't sing.
Oh, no, he's bugging.
No.
Usher also did not hold the door open for his lady.
But Usher,
he had to have the doorman open the door for him. Let's just address that.
Usher's a music
great artist,
though.
Okay,
but a gentleman.
So where y'all put T-Pain? 1, 2, or 7?
Ouch. That's hard. Horrible, that's a hard one.
I would hate to disrespect T-Pain.
Legally.
I promise you, you're not going to get the name that you think you're going to get.
I vote too.
Legally. I'm gonna. I have to say.
He's gonna have to go number one.
Legally, we have to.
Usher really say T-Pain can't sing.
I'm gonna
say. Yeah. That's why T-Pain stopped making music for a while.
Just put him
I thought Usher. Usher ran down on him at the airport or the airplane, saying, "Hey man, you kind of effed the game up for singing."
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sit down on.
Oh,
all
right. So all right, that's different. That's different. He ain't saying, "Yo, bro, you can't."
Yo, imagine
for that, I gotta put him at 2.
Put him at 7.
For that, I gotta put him at 2.
You gotta know, Usher did the school, man. They all, you know.
You put like, a T-Pain at 2?
I got to. Where? I can't put him at 7.
Because of that? Altercation?
Yeah.
I don't
wow.
want
to. Wait, but what did Usher say to T-Pain exactly? What
he said, yo, T-Pain said that. Yo, he was literally on a flight. The flight attendant went to him and said, hey, look, Usher wants to say something to you. And he literally came up and just wanted to say, like, hey, look, man, you kind of messed the game up.
And T-Pain loved Usher. Like, that was,
and T-Pain said that, like, literally broke him.
Yeah, and he stopped making music for a while. Yeah, why he disappeared.
Yeah, 7.
That's why he disappeared for so long?
Yeah. And then Usher proceeded to make OMG with Will I Am. That had autotune on it. Facts. So 2.
But this is why. Hold on.
That's wild. That's wild.
I like the way you think. Look, y'all. This is why Usher puts that bad taste in my mouth. Because it's like,
what?
Stuff like that, bro. Like, why?
Hold on. Wait, you can't say that.
He was the greatest, bro.
No, you can't say that today.
He's the Ali of R&B.
Look at me.
Hey, yo.
You can't say that. Oh, yeah. Clip it and make it.
Yeah, no, you're definitely going to clip it.
Who's editing this stuff? Who's going to clip this up?
Yeah, you're getting clipped.
Beating chairs at people when you say that.
I want you. I'm gonna tell you exactly what the clip is gonna be. Man. You're gonna say that, and I'm gonna put a clip at it that say, "What did he say?"
I gotta say 2. I gotta say 2.
So T-Pain
over Usher because of that.
Yes,
man, that's funny.
T-Pain over Usher is insane.
Well, I'm big on character too. With
putting T-Pain over Usher just because of that conversation.
Yes.
But then again, if you think about it, T-Pain also like he produced all of that stuff.
He did a lot for free. He's a humanitarian.
We can't sleep on T-Pain's production.
Facts.
He did Kiss for Chris Brown. He did that whole thing. I think he wrote that whole song too.
He wrote a lot of stuff.
Like T-Pain, like if we could talk about just musical talent.
Right.
Like even if y'all know T-Pain's history, he used to be a part of a group called the Nappy Heads, and he was the youngest one in there. And he produced and did all this stuff. Like he was, you know, so we gotta give T-Pain his props.
T-Pain
to removed cousin from
because I got it too. One
of the nappy.
We got still too.
You related to one of the guys in T-Pain's old group,
Courtney. Not me.
That's right. I forgot about their Tallahassee connection.
So Chris Brown. Wow. T-Pain
at 2.
At 2.
All right, let's just go.
Because I'm petty and I'm big on character.
2. Let's go.
All right, let's just go for it, man. Sorry, yes.
All right, next.
Sorry, Usher.
Internet is not the cuckoos.
Next name.
Your age.
Next name.
Say it.
Say it. Say it.
I'm sorry.
Say
you
it.
Guys have 1 in 7 left.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's a wild. That's
good. If he's about to say the next two, I think, that's nasty work. That's nasty work. But go ahead.
Make me angry.
Tayo Cruz.
Seven.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Cool. Seven. Let's do it. Let's do it. I'm with it.
I gave you an easy one, but y'all still fucked up. So at this list.
If you say.
Who I think you about to say.
Nah, if you say Bobby Valentino, or,
stop giving him ideas, man.
I don't have Bobby Valentino on this list, but I can write him down real quick.
Nah, don't do that.
So, you guys have Tayo Cruz at 7.
What was his song?
Break your heart.
That could go.
That could go.
We didn't need that.
That was hard.
It was
hard.
She'll put him at 8.
It
was cool, but we didn't.
I love
put him at 8.
We don't need that.
There's records out here we need.
You got Tayo Cruz at 7.
Yeah, I love it.
He was trying to steal Akon's spot right there.
You have Trey Songz at 6.
Mario at 5.
You have Mario at 5. You have Usher at 4.
No, Usher at 3.
Usher at 3.
Yeah. No, Neo.
Neo's at 4.
Yeah.
You have Usher at 3. You have T-Pain at 2, which is crazy.
At 1.
But even crazier, at number 1, you have Jason Derulo.
That's wild. Oh, wow.
We messed up.
That's wild.
You had us up. Jason Derulo and T.O. Cruz.
T.O.
Like... They're not somebody, in the conversation.
Yeah, I feel like you wanted me to say Chris Brown.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
I feel like you
one.
Wanted me to say
yeah,
that.
Y'all avoided Chris all purpose.
That would have been too
Brown
easy.
Is one. Yeah, Chris Brown is one.
Yeah.
You would have put Chris Brown at one immediately.
Jason, or MJ.
You would have said Michael Jackson.
I didn't want to say MJ because I feel like MJ's just in a class.
By himself. Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I feel you.
No, I'm not doing anything.
Damn, we got that list got to be changed. No, all types. We got to change everybody on that list. Everybody got different.
Put that list out and tag Complex. Let the minions have a field day.
Jason Derulo, T-Pain, Usher, Neo, Mario.
That's
Trey
a wicked
Songz.
List. Huh?
tag Jason Derulo. He's going, yo, man, that's, my hard work is recognized. I love y'all. They're going to be like, man, I found out y'all was Haitian too, man.
He wrote a book. You know what I'm saying? Just in case. So, real quick, before we end the episode, real music, just let me know. What are y'all cooking up for the summer? Just let us know. Give us something.
Sauce.
Right, okay,
right.
Okay.
Sauce.
I like that.
So, I'm working right now, shout out to my man Harv, the Hit System, based out of Jersey City. I'm actually working on an EP. The EP is going to be called Don't Get Too Comfortable. That's just a message I'm... Good. Putting out really a message I really want to embody myself, just to say, like, look, you know, the minute things get a little bit easy, like, don't take your foot off the gas. Like, always try to make sure that you're progressing in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. I mean, so a lot of the music on the EP is going to be based around that, like, really just trying to progress and try to reach the next level for all those who haven't reached there yet. So that's what I'm working on, man. We got a few shows lined up, you know, for the summer as well. It's gonna be a good summer, man. We had a show at Arts High last week, and we you know, debuted a track that the kids loved. You know, especially one of Kazaza's tracks, and yeah, man. So we're getting ready, man. We're loading up,
love it.
It's gonna be a good summer. It's gonna be a good summer. We got the record that me and my bro doing. We're doing a record called Big Jersey. Jersey don't have an anthem. Jersey has yet to have an anthem, and I'm like, listen. And I remember. Yo, you know, it's funny, it came from like a Facebook memory. I had a Facebook memory that said, yo, man, I'm working on the New Jersey anthem. That it was like from 2013.
Oof.
And I remember just getting a little bit of love on that. And I was just like, yo, I did not do that yet. I saw that. I was like, yo, we got to find this record. Then it's really his record, but we about to do that, throw the whole team on it, do some remixes. And hopefully that could just catch some steam and catch some fire, you know, in our city, in the state, and just go, you know. And so we can make people feel proud of, you know, when you look at, like, when I look at records like, you know, Ja Rule's I'm From New York, or Jermaine Dupri's Welcome to Atlanta, or those songs make you want to be from where they're from.
City, right.
You know what I'm saying? Just so you can be a part of it. Yeah, it makes you want to be a part of it. So I'm like,
all right, put Jersey on the map. We waiting for it.
That's what we're doing. Yeah, I want to make a record that makes you feel like, yo, man, I want to be a part of Jersey. So I can say this with pride and confidence. Like,
all right.
So that's what we're working on, too. So that's going to be dropping in sometime.
Shout out to my man, Biz the Prince. He got a New Jersey anthem out that's running around here, too. That's crazy.
Yeah. Definitely.
We actually doing something with him, too, to make it.
Make sure you guys tap in with real music. But without further ado, we got another edition of Night Vision coming up with yours truly, Real Music. They're about to put on a show for you guys, so don't turn that dial. Don't switch off the YouTube. Make sure you sit right here. But before that, it's been your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms. That's MALIII_K. Why? Shout out my boy Will that's not here. That's Will with the visuals underscore. I am Will underscore visuals.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
And my name is Adams. This is the other ADAMSDESIR on all social media platforms. Thank you.
Hey, yo, do y'all talk like radio, like radio people on top? Like, and my,
hey, like, it's just, like engraved in me now. Like, that's how real. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing it for so long.
It's like starting a car. Like, that's cool. You know, I like that. Hold up, yo. Because I was like, you ain't jump into what you got coming up.
My coffee? Oh, what? My bad.
By the way, this man's been fiending for
what I got coming. What I have coming. Oh, we got new music. I got singles that's unreleased or whatever. That's coming out. I really want to, you know, hit them heavy with the visuals. We got a lot of shows coming up, so it's really just going to be really like, what do you call it? Like guerrilla mode. Like, we like hitting the streets. Like, we're like
ape shit.
Know, like, yeah, we're going
one versus 100.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Exactly.
Gorilla.
Not
I am the gorilla.
Hey, hold up. But real quick. Go ahead, finish before I jump into that.
No. That one versus 100, like, it would have to be like, we have to be getting on teams now. Like, me and the gorilla are politicking. We're not fighting a fist fight.
Bro, no, who came up with that? And like,
no clue.
I think
it had to be like Joe Rogan, bro. Because he's
all I'm saying is, if you see me in a fight with a gorilla, help the gorilla. It's been another episode of Talk to Me Nice. It's your boy Mally K. Here's Night Vision with REL Music. That's real music. And if you like it real, stay tuned. And we're out.
I just gotta be honest with y'all. If you an artist, I know there's gotta be something that y'all think about. I know I think about it. But if y'all don't, y'all just take a listen. Yo, listen. A quick PSA for artists still on the grind. I don't know about y'all, but I got something ill on my mind. Whether I go independent or it's a deal that I sign, how am I gonna deal with fame and people stealing my time? Signing hella autographs and giving that awkward laugh. Put the hoodie on, my head down, and start walking fast. Picture after picture till my smile hurt. And that hate on the rise, but that hate in my own town worse. I can't imagine or fathom living with no peace. The left side of piano's always been low key. In rotation is that song, don't approach me. By exhibit and M, it's like they know me. People scrunching their face saying, what's up with this? I ain't sympathizing. My brother, you signed up for this. Being recognized by all was on your bucket list. Back when you was 12, rapping about diamonds that'll flood your wrist. I'm older now with a different goal. These thoughts started back when I did my church's Christmas show. Hella people were impressed with the bars that I thought I had to change clothes to get in my car. Started thinking about celebrities that carry the boulder of being seen as gods in American culture. Worshipping these folks because of all the green you see. But humanity ain't hardwired to bear the weight of deity. It's kind of crazy making people your idol. Let's say I wanna go to eat and it's just me and my child. At Chipotle, chillin', eating pico de gallo. Rappers peep you and find you saying hit the link in my bio.
We ain't doing that.
As of right now, I ain't prepared. I wanna elevate, but I can't take the stairs. But a note to all supporters and fans, homies and fans, the industry will never take the soul of this man. Never. So it's God over everything, family over everything. I ain't putting fame or this game over my wedding ring.
Never that.
Yeah, that's real talk. Listen, I said it's God over everything, family over everything. I ain't putting fame or this game over my wedding ring.
Believe me.
Yeah. And trust me when I say I stand on that. Real music.
Ooh!
put that on my soul. Told you that I never fold. Told you that I never break. The steps that it take. Correct, you make a mistake. Watch all the moves that you make. These girls gonna be snakes. These days, my girl looking better. Rub on her back and her chest when I check her. These boys really thinking it's chess when it's checkers. I jump over pieces and king all my brothers. I pray for some peace from the king that's above us. I feel all that hate, but it seems like they love us. We gotta restore our estate out in public so y'all can see it and feel it and touch it. The beat in my heart, I can feel it. It's thumping the words in my mind. They fresh right out the oven. Success on the way, I can feel it. It's coming. Cause eyes out with music and you know the subject. Who do you love? Show me some love. 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 Who do you love? Who do you love? Show me some love. Who do you love? Show me some love. Who do you love?
Yeah. It's Big Jersey, not the little. They gon' respect my state. Shout the Hov. Yo, I'm so Jersey, they can hear it in my vocals. The passion, emotion, style when I approach you. I feel we in the corner, so we have to go global. And these other states don't understand what we go through. See, they said that we America's armpit. The pollution is high because of all of the garbage. At first I took offense, now I'm thinking it all fits. From day one, everything I'm spitting been toxic. Jersey club still getting the block lit. But I don't do fist pumps or do mosh pits. I still run the Jersey Gardens to cop shit. Because Short Hills feels kind of weird if you not. Not rich, the top spot's what we fighting for. My style's raw like downtown North before the Nike store. Couldn't stay the same, yeah, we had to level up. I know we lost the Nets, but we ain't get the devils up. One time for the city, one time for the county, one time for my state, hell yeah, I rap proudly. I say it loud so these other niggas heard me. Like Dipset in 03, it's Big Jersey.
Don't compare us to none.
It's Big Jersey.
They ain't do what we done.
It's Big Jersey.
Don't forget where I'm from.
It's Big Jersey.
Yeah. Like Dipset.